In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Healing in Mind, Part 2. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are in so much need of healing in mind today. Our minds today are scattered, busy, overloaded, and hurting. Add to this the many worries of everyday life, including health, family, work, etc. Our minds need healing. We need peace. Well, adversities, tragedies, illnesses, cancer, disasters, and other serious crosses can help us to put our priorities in order. We need to take time out to rest our minds and to contemplate the reality that the things of this world are passing. We are called to slow down. Come to a deserted place. Turn off our televisions, our computers, our iPads, our not-so-smartphones, our screens, and rest a while. Jesus has directed us so for our good. Quote, he said to them, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. Mark 6:31. It is important for us to keep in mind the unconditional fact that our Lord Jesus is with us. Yes, he's with you. Quote, and know that I am with you always, yes, to the end of time. Matthew 28:20. And Jesus is assuredly bringing a great good out of everything. Jesus loves us. He loves you, and we love him. He is, quote, turning everything to their good, end of quote. See Romans 8:28. If one does not love God, he should ask God, the source of all love, to fill him with his love that he might love him back. This prayer will always be answered in the affirmative. This is certain. Quote, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Matthew 7:11. You see, we can truly walk through life without a care if we have great faith and peace, which is a gift available for the asking. Quote, if God is for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Yes, of course, our human nature will often rebel, as does mine, but deep down we will have peace because we know that our Father is God, and he always cares for and has compassion on his children, always. He always cares for and has compassion on you. Quote, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on the faithful. Psalm 103:13. We tend to worry too much and unnecessarily. So many of us bring a great deal of needless anxiety down upon ourselves by worrying about the future, often 20 or more years ahead. For example, if I have another child, how will I afford college for him or her 18 years down the road? As if that could somehow be a just reason for not having another child. Yes, one can plan prudently, but never be strictly in control of the outcome. You see, we need to remember that God is in supreme control. Yes, He is. He is in supreme control. That is not negotiable. God is driving the car, and He is a good driver, much better than we are, much better than you are. We are called to exercise our free will, this gift of free will, to trust Him. We are called to stop grabbing the steering wheel from Him. Yes, Jesus our Lord is in the driver's seat. You can let your mind rest and even take a refreshing nap on His shoulder while He is at the wheel. You see, Jesus only gave us permission to be concerned about today, not tomorrow. Does this sound radical? Does this sound difficult to believe? Well, let me prove it to you. Quote, so do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. And you'll note that while Jesus is telling us not to worry about tomorrow, He's not saying that tomorrow is going to be a disaster because we didn't worry about it. He says that tomorrow will take care of itself. He says that each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus understands our limited human capacity. How does He understand this? Well, firstly, He made us, He created us, and secondly, He took on our human nature. Yes, Jesus, our Lord, understands our limited human capacity. Quote, He knows what we are made of. Psalm 103:14. As a matter of fact, Jesus Himself makes up for our human limitations in every conceivable way, including dying on the cross for us, dying out of the cross for you, out of infinite love for you, to save you, to save me from our sins, when we could not save ourselves. His loving providence is always at work for our good, for your good, for the good of others. Yes, His loving providence is always mysteriously and beautifully at work for your good. We are not designed, we do not have the capacity, being only human, to bear the extra weight of worries about the future, which are outside of our control. Those worries weigh way too much for us. They are crushing. That's why Jesus told us not to worry about tomorrow. He's taking care of that. You see, we cannot possibly know for certain or control what will happen to us tomorrow, let alone a year from now, let alone 20 years from now. You see, it usually turns out that the things we worry most about never even come to pass. Or if they do, they work out very, very differently than we anticipated, quite often for the better than what we got ourselves all worked up about. And if they do happen, they are not nearly as bad as we had dreaded, and we may be given a glimpse into the wisdom to see the good that came out of the difficulty. Rather than exhausting and tormenting and crushing ourselves with worry and anxiety, we can use that energy for what is truly important in our lives. For example, to live by a hierarchy of values, putting God foremost first, then family, then friends, then work, and then service to others in that order of importance, although they are all vital. We become happier this way, closer to living the way that God designed us to live. True, this is impossible to our human nature alone. I admit it. That is why we need and must seek and accept God's always available help. It is always readily available. Yes, our loving Father has some advice for us, as expressed in his love letter to you in Sirach 30:21-23. Do not give in to sadness. Torment not yourself with brooding. Gladness of heart is the very life of man. Cheerfulness prolongs his days. Distract yourself. Renew your courage. Drive resentment far away from you, for worry has brought death to many. Nor is there aught to be gained from resentment. End of quote. Are you sad? Are you tormenting yourself with brooding? Well, I've done that. I've been there. What can we gain by worry and sadness but add-ons to our suffering? Why be resentful? Why brood over our adversities and crosses, no matter how difficult? Why brood? Why worry? Do we gain anything by worry? No, we do not. Gladness of heart is the very life of man. Cheerfulness prolongs his days. Be glad of heart. Ask God to give you this grace. Be cheerful. Your days will be prolonged. Yes, distract yourself from your worries. Immerse yourself in God, in prayer, in good things, in good thoughts, in service to others. Force yourself to smile, and soon that smile will become genuine. Yes, it will. Yes, your loving Father is encouraging you to renew your courage. There is nothing to be afraid of. God has your back. And drive that resentment away from you, far away from you, because it will drag you down. You will be the only one to suffer from resentment. You will be the only one to suffer from worry. There is nothing to be gained by this, and it has brought death to many. So says God. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we continue our discussion of Healing in Mind, Part 2. Yes, what can we gain by worry and sadness but add-ons to our own suffering? Why be resentful? Why brood over our crosses, over our adversities, or over some offense, or perhaps some unfounded perception that others don't seem to care or help us enough according to our own self-centered outlook? Well, we are not in control. You are not in control. God is. God is in control, and thank God He is the one in control. He is God, and we are not. Thanks be to God that He is in charge, because left completely to ourselves, we would encounter disaster. Yes, true disaster. We are called to be cheerful because we have God on our side. When we make an effort to smile and to be cheerful, we tend to actually become happier. We need courage to apply and live all this, which comes from God. Listen to Wisdom 9:13-18. Yes, a personal love letter, a word of advice from God Himself to you. For what man knows God's counsel, or who can conceive what our Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth and what is within our grasp, we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or whoever knew your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight, and men learned what was your pleasure and were saved by wisdom. End of quote. Yes, only the Holy Spirit can give us true wisdom. We need to dump out our self-centeredness so that God can fill us with Himself. Yes, God, the Holy Spirit, wants to fill you with Himself. He wants to be your all. He wants to make you happy. He wants to heal you, possess you, teach you, move you in Jesus' name. Allow the Holy Spirit to be your guest, the sweet guest of your soul. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't know God's counsel. We cannot conceive what the Lord intends on a mortal level. Our deliberations are timid. Our plans are unsure. The corruptible body burdens our soul, and the earthen shelter that we live in weighs down the mind that has so many concerns. We cannot guess the things on the earth. We can't grasp anything without God. Whoever knew God's counsel, except they were given wisdom and received the Holy Spirit from on high? Well, you who are so blessed to be baptized, to be confirmed, you have received the Holy Spirit from on high. You have been blessed with power from on high, not due to your own merit. No, it is a gift for your good and the good of others. And you can find rest for your mind in the Holy Spirit. And may I share more of the love letter from God to you, this word of encouragement to you, this word to bring peace to you, from Sirach 11:10-17. My son, why increase your cares, since he who is avid for wealth will not be blameless? Even if you run after it, you will never overtake it. However you seek it, you will not find it. One may toil and struggle and drive and fall short all the more. Another goes his way a weakling and a failure with little strength and great misery, yet the eyes of the Lord look favorably upon him. He raises him free of the vile dust, lifts up his head, and exalts him to the amazement of many. Good and evil, life and death, poverty and riches are from the Lord. Wisdom and understanding and knowledge of affairs, love and virtuous paths are from the Lord. Error and darkness were formed with sinners from their birth, and evil grows old with evildoers. The Lord's gift remains with the just. His favor brings continued success. End of quote. Yes, why increase our cares? Why run after money? Why make money a god? However we seek it, we will not find it. We can toil and struggle and drive and fall short all the more. God, our Father, is in command. He will see to what we truly need. Perhaps you find yourself burdened, weighed down with great worry, anxiety, and concerns. Well, lift up your head. Lift up your head. God is coming to exalt you to the amazement of many. Good and evil, life and death, poverty and riches are all from the Lord. We don't have to worry about these things. Yes, we do our part, we do our work, but do not worry about it. We do our part to work for what we need, and God sees to the rest. Don't worry. That is God's direction to you. He is telling you, don't worry. Be happy. I'm with you. I'm in command. I'm seeing to the greater good in everything in your life. Be at peace. And remember, the Lord's gift remains with the just. You're just. No, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But we're just because we've been justified by grace. We are so blessed, those of us who are Catholic, because every time we go to confession and receive absolution, we are fully justified in God's grace. We are made as clean and justified as we were on the day of our baptism. Yes, God's favor is with you. Well, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of FormingFaithfulFamilies.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of Healing in Mind, Part 2. Well, I left off saying that you've been justified by grace. Listen to this other love letter from God to you and this manual for a happy life, both in time and eternity. That is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Listen to Article 2, Grace and Justification. Paragraph 1987, the grace of the Holy Spirit has the power to justify us. That is to cleanse us from our sins and to communicate to us, quote, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ and through baptism. And this is footnoted Romans 3:22 and 6:3-4. And also to the point from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, under the section, Why a Sacrament of Reconciliation After Baptism, paragraph 1425, you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. One must appreciate the magnitude of the gift God has given us in the sacraments of Christian initiation in order to grasp the degree to which sin is excluded for him who has put on Christ. End of quote. And this is footnoted 1 Corinthians 6:11 and Galatians 3:27. And if you'd really like to be assured of this justification and this sanctification, and you're Catholic, and you would like your mind to be at ease, why not go to confession today or tomorrow at the latest, where you will encounter the mercy of our Lord Jesus and be returned to your pristine baptismal state. What a sublime gift this sacrament is, the sacrament of penance, also known as confession. And it was won at a very high price by our Lord Jesus for you, at the price of his suffering and bleeding and hanging and dying on the cross for you. Yes, out of love for you. So yes, surrender to our Lord Jesus, healing for your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Praise the Lord Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. Listen, this will distract you from your troubles, and you will find healing for your mind. You are so good at heart. And why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything, and we have no worries. Contact us at Forming Faithful Families. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.